It is time once again for Making a Splash here at Not on 97.9 The Hill. Our check-in each month with our friends over at Goldfish Swim School who bring us this conversation. We're joined by them to share family swim safety tips, some special events happening over there, and exciting promotions happening around Goldfish as well. I'm joined in the studio by owner of Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill, Danelle Alex. How's it going, Danelle? Happy February.
It's going great. Yeah, I can't believe it's February already.
It is flying by at the start of this 2022, and I think it's fair to say a lot of people, when they make resolutions in the new year, it's usually kind of around improving on their confidence or doing something that can make them feel better, feel more confident out in the world. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about confidence and affirmations and how Goldfish does great work with that as you teach kids how to swim. Why this topic and what does it have to do with Goldfish Swim School beyond, you know, having kids feel pretty good when they get in the water?
So let me start with the second part of your question to give a little context.
Sure.
Goldfish Swim School has teamed up with Big Life Journal, a company that's dedicated to creating child-friendly resources to develop a growth mindset, to provide an opportunity to celebrate and encourage dreamers, believers, and achievers. But in order to do this, to raise these types of kids, they need one essential thing, which is confidence. And at Goldfish, we've always been about giving kids the confidence they need to succeed, whether it's in the pool or in life. And we're all about celebrating their achievements. So not only do we do this as part of our methods and curriculum and swim lessons, but we want to do the most we can to help kids out of the water too. And that includes giving our families resources in fun ways and actually with some prizes too, to help create confident kids at home.
Yeah, it makes sense that you don't want to only be building up a child's confidence when they're in the pool or for however long that Goldfish gets them in a day or in a week. It is kind of a all the time thing. So how can the parents and the caregivers help teach kids self-confidence, and how does Goldfish help set that up?
So one quick thing is that I just want to talk about a little bit why it's important to raise confidence kids.
Sure.
We love seeing kids translate their confidence from what they learn in the pool out into other aspects of life, and we hear stories from parents all the time, and that's really one of our favorite things, honestly. But kids need confidence to thrive. Confidence is vitally important to a child's future happiness, self health, and success. Confident kids are better equipped to deal with peer pressure, responsibility, frustrations, challenges, and both positive and negative emotions. This ties in with the ultimate goal for those of us raising children, which is for them to grow up to be self-sufficient, happy, and successful adults.
And then the parent side of things. Yeah, how do they kind of help with that? And how does Goldfish kind of help set them up?
Yeah, of course. So actually, Big Life Journal actually has some really awesome tips for parents, caregivers, and teachers. This group of people is they're key in helping kids develop confidence. So these are just a few. There's actually a lot more things that you can do. But things like ensure that they know your love is unconditional, even when they make mistakes. Give them age-appropriate special tasks to help you out, like, you know, chores, something like that. Join their play, and let them lead, actually. It sends them the message that they're important and worthy of your time. And then along with that, set aside time when you can give them undivided attention. Another big one is focus on improving your own confidence. You want to start by making positive comments about yourself and others in your child's presence. Another one is to teach them how to set and achieve goals. Challenging and realistic goals can help children feel more capable. And then finally, another really easy yet really effective one is positive self-talk, otherwise known as affirmations.
All right. We're speaking with Danelle Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill. Their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. And this is part of our Making a Splash segment brought to us each month by Goldfish Swim School. You mentioned affirmations. How would you define, and how does Goldfish kind of define what affirmations mean in a child's life?
Yeah, sure. So affirmations are statements that motivate and encourage. They can come from others, such as a friend or parent saying to you, "You are capable of great things." Or they can come from ourselves, such as, I can do anything I set out to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Self-affirmations are especially empowering for kids. Children can generate their own positive emotions rather than relying on others to boost their self-esteem. We can think of self-affirmations as little acts of love that kids can send in themselves throughout the day, especially in tricky moments. And it's really important to teach our kids how to rely on themselves for validation rather than from an external source.
Yeah. And we talk a lot when we are here on Making a Splash about how the swim school helps boost confidence and how affirmations are a big part of that. Can you share for parents and kids out there who might not necessarily think, oh, what does having to learn how to swim or become a stronger swimmer have to do with boosting confidence? How does the swim school actually help with that long term?
So we just think extracurriculars in general should, you should find programs that are child focused before skill focused. If we're putting too much pressure and focus on learning a skill or trying to be perfect, we're kind of missing the point behind effective learning. Mm. And we should instead focus on the learning process and creating a positive environment. So for example, at Goldfish, we've actually developed a holistic research-based philosophy called the science of swim play. And we use this in our facility during lessons. Science says that kids build upon their cognitive growth by two things: learning through guided play and doing so in a safe environment. We know that in order to be confident, kids need to first feel comfortable and safe. And so we tell them we believe in them. We tell them they're brave. We tell them it's okay to keep trying and that mistakes help them learn and that feelings and emotions are okay. Setting and achieving goals is also a huge confidence builder. Our curriculum is designed with the idea that smaller goals are the building blocks to bigger skills. So when we think about going from zero to swimming, especially for a younger child, it's kind of a daunting task. But in our lessons, we actually break it up into smaller pieces to help build an overall achievement.
Sure. Can you give an example of that? Is that like learning the moves of a swim stroke first, or is it just even going as basic as like learning how to go underwater for a little bit? Can you walk us through some examples of,
yeah, of course,
that
so,
breakdown?
Absolutely. So our lessons are structured around progressions. And so what we do is we work for the first progression and achieve that, move in the second progression and then in the third and so on. For example, a kid does not want to put their face in the water. What we do is we kind of start by getting close to the water, possibly blowing some bubbles in the water. And then, you know, we move into the next progression of, you know, putting your, like, the lower half of your mouth in the water. Then finally we get into the, the ultimately going underwater type thing. So
yeah.
We make the kids feel like they've achieved something as they do each of those steps. And so when we get to that ultimate step of putting your face in the water, it's like, wow, I did all this.
And Goldfish is big on stickers, right? You talk about the affirmations and kind of celebrating those achievements. You guys give out a lot of stickers, right?
Stickers, yeah. Actually, we have ribbons in the pool that we give out.
Oh, okay.
They say a lot of really fun things, like I did it, even from like I did a good job today to I learned how to do the backstroke, you know, like things like that that we just want to celebrate everything with.
Well, it's a really fun environment over at Goldfish Swim School. Again, we're talking with Danelle Alex, who's the co-owner of the swim school here in Chapel Hill. Their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. I think it's important to talk about confidence of kids because we hear in so many different ways how important that is for their growth. And I'm curious, what other fun, exciting things are happening over at Goldfish right now? We're kind of into the new year in a winter-y period where people might not be thinking about swimming or anything along those lines, but I imagine it's as busy as ever over at Goldfish.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to get into the busy season. A lot of people think about swim lessons around this time.
Sure.
But I would say the sooner you can get in, the better, because the longer that they have to learn, the more likely they'll be able to develop those skills. It's like anything else, you know, learning how to play a violin, learning how to ride a bike. It's just, you got to give it some time and practice for sure. We also have our Dreams Come True in 2022 that we just kicked off. And you can check out that on our website for more information.
Can you describe a little bit what that is? Is it a campaign for the school?
Yeah, actually. So we're actually wanting families and kids to create vision boards, writing their goals down to hopefully achieve these goals later. Because actually, there's research that shows that it's much more likely that you'll achieve a goal if you actually write it down. So
sure.
If you hashtag dreams come true 2022, oh no, I'm sorry, dreams come true 22 with your child's vision board on social media, you'll be entered to win some really cool prizes.
Oh, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. You heard Danelle mention it there. You can learn more about the Dreams Come True 22 or in 22 campaign over at their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also head to their Facebook page, their Instagram, just search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill to learn more as well. We always have a great time when Goldfish Swim School pays a visit for the Making a Splash segment. And Danelle Alex, as always, thanks a bunch, and we'll see you again next month.
Thanks, Ryan.